the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the Day with Charlamagne Tha God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, August 6th, goes to an Orlando, Florida man named Kelvis Rodriguez Tormes. What does your Uncle Charla always tell you about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, okay? Florida, for whatever reason, has to remind us of that fact way more often than the Bronx does. And today is no different. Just more evidence of the crazy that exists in Florida. Now, every now and then, these kind of stories pop up where they serve as teachable moments. And I am forced to remind y'all to not make permanent decisions based off temporary feelings. See, Kelvis is 37 years old, and he was at a world famous fast food restaurant, a fast food restaurant that advertises having it your way. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about Burger King, the home of that savory flame-grilled beef burger topped with cheese, juicy tomatoes, fresh lettuce, creamy mayonnaise, ketchup, crunchy pickles, and sliced white onions on a soft sesame seed bun. Oh, yes, indeed. Okay, they have been curing the hungers of the high amongst us for years. Okay, I can't tell you the last time I've been to Burger King, but back in the day, a Whopper with cheese, onion rings, and a chocolate milkshake was my go-to. Okay, I used to like that OG chicken sandwich with cheese cut in half. I would get fries with that, though, and probably a vanilla milkshake, and I would dip the French fries in the milkshake. But see, when you advertise that you can, damn, my mouth started watering thinking about that. Lord have mercy. But see, when you advertise that you can have it your way, okay, when people don't get it their way at Burger King, they tend to get upset. And, you know, Florida upset is different than everybody else's upset. See, there was a woman who didn't get it her way. So she came back with this fool, Kelvis, and a tragedy happened. Let's go to WIS TV, NBC 10 for the report, please.
Family friend Tammy Tillman Edwards was overcome with emotion, speaking about 22-year-old Desmond Joshua Jr., who was shot and killed Saturday while working at the Burger King drive-thru. Orange County Sheriff deputies say it started Saturday night at this Burger King on East Colonial after a woman was upset about the drive-thru line taking too long. The arrest affidavit says the woman got a refund and left, but came back a few minutes later with a man driving a work truck with an SGL logo on it. They go on to say the driver, identified as Kelvis Rodriguez Tormes, demanded to fight Joshua Jr. A fight between the two broke out. The report states the suspect was heard saying, "You got 2 seconds before I shoot you." Joshua Jr. was shot and killed. Deputies say Rodriguez Tormes and the woman drove off to a house about 2 miles away on Ventana Lane. They were found and detained. The suspect is charged with murder, destruction of evidence. Deputies say he hid the gun, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
Yeah. Rest in peace, the Desmond Joshua. My sincere condolences go out to his family and friends. Young man was 22 years old, just got hired at Burger King, shot and killed because that woman couldn't have it her way. My brothers, my sisters. There's absolutely no way to justify a man being dead for a hamburger, okay? I don't care if it's a rodeo burger, all right? Kelvis, I pray that you go to prison for the rest of your life, and every day for the rest of your life, you think about the fact that you're in prison, that you threw your life away at 37 years old because you killed a man over Burger King. I don't care if it was a Big King, an Angry Whopper, a jalapeno cheese chicken burger. Like, I'm all for a brother standing up for his woman, coming to the defense of his woman, speaking for his woman. But if you love your woman that much, I don't think you would be throwing your life away for a crispy cheese chicken sandwich and $40. Where is the common sense in a situation like this? Like, just good old-fashioned common sense. At what point does a cooler head prevail? I know it's Florida. Okay, I know it's summertime in Florida. I know it's hot down there, so it's hard to have a cool head. But do things just have to continue to escalate? Woman gets mad, she doesn't get it her way at Burger King. They refund her money, give her $40 back. Woman goes to get Kelvis. Kelvis comes back to Burger King, gets into a scuffle with young Desmond. Kelvis then goes to get his gun and shoots young Desmond. For what? At no point is there no type of intervention? You know how many things you have to be ignoring in your head to just continue to let things escalate like that? Did either one of them say to themselves, $40 and some Burger King is not worth this? Why couldn't you take your $40 to Chick-fil-A, McDonald's? Hell, the Lickin' just opened in Orlando. It was so many options on the menu of life that you could have chose from, but you chose a first-degree murder with no cheese. And that comes with a capital felony and death penalty. Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Florida. Please give Kelvin Tormez the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
Jesus Christ, man. All right, rest in peace to Desmond Joshua, man. Hey, do I have to really tell y'all that it's never, ever that serious? Do I have to say
never.
That? My God.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.